Everyone has been waiting for Cask and Larder to open, and Cask and Larder has opened. This is the restaurant from the folks at the Ravenous Pig, which is, of course, is one of the area's hottest restaurants already. So the owners of Ravenous Pig, James and Julie Petrakis, took over the old Harper's Tavern restaurant. This is a landmark in Winter Park. It was Harper's Tavern and Le Cordon Bleu restaurant for many years. And then around 95, there was a very bad fire in the building, pretty much gutted it. The structure remained, but the restaurant and the bar were pretty much destroyed. The owner of Le Cordon Bleu moved to a restaurant by the Enzian and renamed it Nicole St. Pierre. But the Le Cordon Bleu and Harper's Tavern never really came back to that space. A few other restaurants did try to open up there that just weren't able to make a go of the space. Now the Ravenous Pig people have gone in there and they've taken over the whole space. So once again, there is a bar area and a restaurant area. And the name Cask and Larder, the cask part is that they're brewing their own beer there. So they brought in professional tanks. And you can see them behind a glass wall, and they're producing just enough to offer that handcrafted beer flavor that is so popular right now. And of course, the larder is the term for your supply of food.
And what kind of food does this larder have?
It's Southern-inspired food.
So what did you have, and what did you think of it?
One of the things that I would recommend, it's just immediately one of the hottest dishes on the menu. It's a sampler of ham. So they've got a long board of three hams, and you can taste the differences among the hams. And if you just think a ham is a ham is a ham, you're going to be surprised at the nuances of flavor. And it comes with a little bit of mustard, a little bit of jelly, and some wonderful biscuits. You can make yourself a little ham biscuit sandwich if you want.
Any other dishes on the menu jump out at you as interesting?
Another one of the appetizers that I really like is the pimento cheese. Comes a little glass crock. And on top of that is what can only be described as ham jam.
Ham jam.
Ham jam. Just a wonderful. You know, even though the other restaurant's called the Ravenous Pig, I think there might be more pork on this menu than at the Ravenous Pig.
It's I just, was going to ask.
It's just, it's just everywhere. And I'm not complaining.
I'm not either. What else is on the menu?
Fish stew, which really isn't a stew. It's a fish fillet with some wonderful tomato pulp and crab and some head-on shrimp from Cape Canaveral. This is going to frighten a lot of people, but one of the best things I tasted was lamb heart.
Lamb heart. Okay, you got me. I might be frightened, so allay my fears.
Okay. Yeah, you see it on the menu and say, nah, lamb heart, nah, I don't think so. If you didn't know what it was, you would swear you were eating sausage.
Okay, you're going to have to explain this one to me.
Well, it's sliced thinly. It's not like you pick up a big heart and take a bite out of it like an apple.
Like something out of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, no. It's a slice, not thinly, but like little dollar size. And the texture is firm, and the flavor, it really is like sausage. It's served on popcorn grits and sprinkled with a little bit of real popcorn. Just a really terrific dish. I was surprised. I really said, oh, I'm just going to get this because who else has lamb heart? And it's something that I would order again. This is going to be a really important restaurant in the area.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.